Well, on Tuesday afternoon, the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for CrossFit. And it's a exercise fitness gymnasium, if you want to call it that, that's down on Prospect Street near the Corkit. I've been joined right now by Justin Dale, one of the owners of CrossFit. Justin, tell us a little bit about what's featured here at CrossFit and how this facility and program is a little bit different than other workouts.
Yeah, well, this is a CrossFit organization here at the CrossFit Gym. It's a group workout. So when you come in, you're here with a group. It's organized. It's led by a certified CrossFit instructor. So it's pretty intense workouts, but we scale everything to everybody's capability. So sometimes when people hear the word CrossFit, they get a little gun shy wanting to try it because they don't think they can do it. But our members have found out, somebody that's tried it, they really become, I guess, part of their daily routine. And it's more of a family here that you get to meet. The accountability is here and everything gets scaled, like I said. So it's CrossFit's for everybody.
Okay. So tell us what we have here and kind of go through the scenario. It looks like a place for weightlifting and chin-ups, pull-ups, bicycle, stationary. What else do we have here?
Well, we got a lot of dumbbells. You can see, obviously, by looking in here, you don't see a lot of typical weight benches like you would see in a normal gym. So a lot of this is different movements throughout the day. Tonight's workout is actually turn and burn, so we got a lot of burpees, double unders. So there's a lot of different functional workouts with different kettlebells, dumbbells. There is a lot of bar workout, but it is involving pretty much your entire body.
Okay, and then as I look around, tell us what have we got on the east wall over, what's there?
Well, we got rowers, so every couple days a week, if not for sure one day a week, some sort of cardio gets incorporated into workouts. You can see on our east wall we have 8 rowers, Concept 2 rowers, along with our Echo Bikes or Rogue Echo Bikes. They will definitely make you feel that tomorrow morning, but they are a good workout, and they always try to incorporate some sort of that in each workout.
Okay. Now, is just this on this side? I think I remember several months back when you had some type of a Festivus for the Rest of Us tournament, you had something else on an adjoining facility?
Yeah, so we hosted 2 Festivus. Each year they have a spring and a fall competition, which we just actually hosted one October 23rd. Had a great turnout. We incorporated the unit next to us. So it was teams of 2 mixed sex divisions. So we had a really good turnout here. A lot of different athletes showed up, all different ages. It was exciting to see the different pre-workouts that they already knew that they were going to do that day, so they had opportunity to practice that and work out with their teammate. But it was very unison in how they broke up those workouts for time.
Okay. And how many members are belonging to your CrossFit right now?
We're pushing close to about 80 members. We stay pretty steady at that. We do have some specials coming up at the beginning of the year. But like I said, don't be discouraged if you hear the word CrossFit. Ask any of our members here today that, you know, you can scale this to whatever your capability is. If you can't do a pull-up, which, you know, it's hard for me to do a pull-up, but it's hard. You can scale it to whatever. Something in here is the same movement we can get you to do during that workout.
All right, Justin, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Justin Dale, one of the owners. I guess I forgot to ask this earlier. You and your wife, Carrie, but who else are co-owners of this facility?
Bryce and Lisa Tingwald here from town as well.